rare heirloom apple varieties can add some extra flavor to your next glass of cider. We're checking out the top resources next on Western Life Radio. No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Warning, bad guys. Utah has school staff members that can shoot as well as law enforcement and save the wounded. FasterUtah.org.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure, explore Utah, and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. One amazing website can help you find the heirloom apples you've been looking for. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners points us to his favorite website.
On the other hand, getting some of the old varieties, Winesap comes to mind. I think Gravenstein is used for cider. There's some really interesting old varieties that we have a tendency to forget about and ignore. And some of those are actually still very good for eating as well as being applicable to mixing good cider out of. And I really enjoy the thought of those. If you go to Orange Pippin online, they do sell apples. I think they've got some 100 varieties or so. So you may be able to get some really good apples through them and get some of these varieties that are less common. There's also Trees of Antiquity, and it seems to me there's another big one, but I cannot think of the name right now. I'll get on when I'm researching varieties for flavor, for what they do, try and get information about where they grow well. They've actually got a registrar where you can tell them, I'm growing this variety of apples. And so you can go through, look at a registry, and look who's been growing it in Utah, or where in Utah even.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.